debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
All right. It is the Bart Winkler Show. The Indiana Pacers have beaten the Oklahoma City Thunder in game one of the NBA Finals. In light of that, and we'll get to your reaction on this. The first call I see on the screen or the topic is NBA is rigged. So excited for this one. We'll get to that. But because of this finals, the Bartometer is going to take a look at the eight most hated teams to have won a championship since 2010. The eight most hated teams to have won a championship since 2010. The Bartometer, my device of artificial intelligence that helps us come up with these lists. At number eight. So any team that has won a title since 2010. We go back a few years to 2020 when the Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series. Now, not fair to them, right? What are you going to do? You can only play the schedule in front of you. But baseball was in a dumb place that season. They could have played more than 60 games. There got to be a point where it wasn't so much about worrying about the pandemic as it was owners not wanting to pay players because there was going to be nobody in the stands. So they gave us a 60-game slop fest with a 16-team playoff, and the Dodgers won it in a neutral setting in Arlington, Texas, winning that hunk of metal as was given up to them by Rob Manfred, which is very climactic, Paul, and very lame because this Dodgers team that had the big payroll, this was the one they won. Now, they did get it, obviously, last year, but for a while, this was their one crown. People no likey. At number seven. One college basketball team on this one. One college basketball team on this one. Now, if I were to say who's the most hated college basketball team in college basketball, you would say Duke. And you would be right. And they were very close to being on this list. The team specifically that beat Butler, as we were all rooting for the underdog there. But the 2012 Kentucky Wildcats team, led by Anthony Davis and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, one-and-done freshman, with John Calipari, who his image, very snake oil-like, did the inevitable, took a couple of guys, got the one-and-done, and won a title. They were 38-2 that year, defeating Kansas in the national championship game. The one-and-done stuff now is commonplace. And the transfers and the portal and NIL. But back then, it still felt like Calipari was maybe gaming the system a little more than some of these other teams. So that Kentucky Wildcats team, not just the way they went about it, but the inevitability about it, they come in at number seven, most hated championship team since 2010. Number six. One college football team on this list. An honorable mention is the Auburn team that won with Cam Newton in 2010. Nobody liked them. But Alabama has won the national championship six times. Since 2009? It's their 2011 title that is going to get them on this list. This was a year where they lost to LSU 9-6 in the regular season. LSU won the SEC. But they were in, at the time, the BCS National Championship game. They took second in the rankings despite losing to the team who took first, LSU. Oklahoma State won the Big 12, went 10-1. Alabama got in. So long before the playoff, when it was even up to computers, which did factor in polls, which were weighted towards SEC teams. And I still contend ESPN is a big part of that. They had an SEC national championship game, which Alabama then went on to win 21-0. That sort of favoritism to Alabama continues to this day. Them getting in ahead of Florida State, of course, and now expanding the playoffs and potentially giving auto bids to conferences because precious Alabama now can't get in with Kalen DeBoer. At number five, did we already do 2020 Los Angeles? We did, the Dodgers, right? Well, how about the 2020 Los Angeles Lakers? This is another COVID championship, this one worse. LeBron James coming to Los Angeles, essentially trying to be the stepdad taking over for Kobe Bryant as the face of the franchise, which nobody asked for and nobody wanted. Winning in the bubble. And what was the biggest problem with this championship, with LeBron winning in the bubble? Yeah, Mickey Mouse championship, all that. You know, you don't have to go on the road, same gym every night. They wanted to leave. LeBron wanted to leave the bubble. There was a game the Bucks sat out. They protested. It got canceled. It was against the Pistons, I believe, or the Magic. Eventually, they played that game. But the whole NBA had a meeting about why are we doing this? And LeBron wanted to leave. And the Clippers, in their play, eventually showed they wanted to leave. But then LeBron, who I think was a little irritated that it wasn't initially his decision to do the protest, kind of felt bad and stupid, but then he didn't leave and then he won. So for the Lakers championship to have come in this way, nobody liked that. Honorable mention, the Lakers winning the NBA Cup last year. Number four, most hated champion since 2020. That would be the Golden State Warriors, specifically the 2017 team with Kevin Durant. So after they blew the 3-1 lead to the Cavs, they knew they needed help. And the salary cap had expanded at just the right time, and they got a guy to help them in Kevin Durant. They were then able to beat the Cavs 4-1, would beat them the next year 4-0. Couple that with nobody liking Draymond Green and the Warriors, who had a great season the year before, 73 wins, but couldn't get it done. Both them and Kevin Durant accused of taking the easy way out to get back on the podium, the 2017 Golden State Warriors. At number three, most hated championship teams since 2010. Guess who's back on the list? That would be LeBron James. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven. Well, they got two. Won a couple, lost a couple. They beat the Thunder in 2012, and that was the first of their two titles. That team comes on the list. The building of a super team, how LeBron did it, becoming the villain, which I felt like he was embracing a little bit, which was kind of cool, and then he wasn't. The 2012 Miami Heat and the Heatles coming in at number three. At number two, I'll tell you what, this should be the number one team, but it's not an NFL team. It's the Houston Astros in 2017. They stole signs. They banged on trash cans. They cheated. They stole the title. And then the repercussions were very few and far between. Oh, manager got suspended. There's no black mark with this team. There's no stain on their legacy. No one's going to say Jose Altuve is not going in the Hall of Fame. They're all going to get away with it. You maybe did steroids and you're like shunned from baseball. You gambled on games. You have to die before you get back in. The Astros were using sign-stealing techniques to win a title and got away with it. The title stands. No asterisk. No penalty. They won the title. Record books say just as it was. The Houston Astros of 2017. And at number one, probably because they became the most hated team of any sport in this era, the New England Patriots. At the time, their first dynasty was kind of interesting and fun, and they beat the Rams. What an upset. They won in 01, 03, 04. And they had a lot of success, but hadn't won a Super Bowl in a while. The Giants were knocking them off. 2014, specifically, will be the team we're going to put on this list. That was the year after Deflategate. So Brady suspended. They still come back. They still win. And it then brought on two more titles. Maybe more of a cumulative award, but certainly nobody liked that team. And because the NFL holds more weight than MLB, and there was some cheating going on, I guess. I mean, I still don't understand how a little less PSI is pro or negative. I don't get it. But they're in at number one. So most hated title team since 2010. The Los Angeles Dodgers of the COVID season at 8. Kentucky Wildcats at 7 in 2012. At 6, Alabama in 2011. At 5, the Lakers COVID team. The Golden State Warriors in 2017. The Heat in 2012. The Astros in 2017 at 2. And the New England Patriots, specifically the 2014 team, coming in at number one, and that is the Bardo Meter.